It's Larry Mayer. Thanks for being here. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Let's begin with Jimmy Garoppolo. He is from Arlington Heights. First start ever with the 49ers. Got into the game at the end of the game on Sunday. What can we expect from him? He's kind of like this big, I don't want to say big unknown, but he hasn't really played a lot, although we know what he did in college.
Right. Jimmy was a really intriguing prospect coming into the draft out of Eastern Illinois. A lot of people in Chicago already knew about him. He grew up pretty much right where I lived. So
a lot of his friends, stuff like that.
Talked to him over the summer, actually, at a softball game that his brother was playing in. My son was playing against him. One of the most down-to-earth professional athletes you will ever meet. Wow. Absolute great guy. Very intelligent. In terms of his football ability, he's very accurate. It was really interesting because we were in New England last year to practice against the Patriots. So I kept a pretty close eye on him. That's back when everybody was talking about what the Bears were going to do at quarterback. So I watched him quite a bit, and really, Chuck, he impressed me a lot with the way he handled himself in the pocket. He had great pocket awareness, but really, that's not a surprise given the fact that he's learning from probably the greatest quarterback in NFL history in Tom Brady. That's a great mentor to have. And like I said before, Jimmy is very humble, and I knew that he would come in with the right attitude to San Francisco, and it's going to be really interesting to watch. I've gotten some emails from fans talking about when Colin Kaepernick made his first start and lit up the Bears in that game in San Francisco. I don't expect the same type of thing because I think they're going to run the same kind of offense that they've been running under C.J. Beathard and earlier under Brian Hoyer. But it's really going to be interesting to see how he performs. He performed well in his two starts in New England.
Okay. Well, you know, I look at it this way. You know, he's got a lot of the same skill set that as we look at Mitchell Trubisky. They're similar in that in terms of style. So I expect, number one, you know, from a defensive perspective, one of the things you're going to have to try to do is try to make sure you keep him in the pocket and pressure him that way.
It's a greater challenge to me than it would have been facing C.J. Beathard, an untested rookie who, frankly, didn't look that good when we had him at the Senior Bowl in Alabama. But Garoppolo has the experience. It almost reminds me of Hundley. Everybody was talking about him, Brett Hundley with Green Bay, that he doesn't have a lot of experience, that he hasn't played.
I don't want to
hear this
again.
But he's been in that system for 3 years, right, and it helped. So I'm not saying that Garoppolo's been in the system with San Francisco, but he's been in the league learning from Tom Brady, and he's able to play pretty well, and the Bears are going to have to pressure him on Sunday and also stop their running game.
I'm actually a little surprised him being from here. Apparently this will be his first time ever at Soldier Field. From here.
Well, you know, when you think about it, the suburban schools don't play at Soldier Field, you know.
I think he's a fan, right?
Yeah, I guess you're right. Well, I don't know. He said it on the conference call. He has never been to Soldier Field, so I don't know if it's ever in his life, but
a lot of people find those tickets a little, like, you know, expensive sometimes.
You know, I once went to Soldier Field to watch a Dan Jiggetts play, good old number 62.
Really?
Well, there you go.
Yes.
We're talking about back in the day now.
Back in the day.
Yes. Let's talk about Danny Trevathan. Okay. Looks like he's going to be back on Sunday. What's he going to provide for this defense?
Well, he's an integral part of the defense. It's a huge boost to get him back. This is a guy that when he's been on the field, the Bears are 3-4, and they've beaten some pretty good teams this year in Pittsburgh, Carolina, and Baltimore, I believe all possible playoff teams. When he hasn't been in the lineup because of the three games he's missed because of injury and the one-game suspension, the Bears are 0-4, and they've been giving up a lot of points, over 25 points a game. So it's more than just one guy in terms of his playmaking ability. It's also the fact that he gets the signals from Vic Fangio. He lines up his teammates. Nothing against the guys that have been doing it before, but Danny's got a lot of experience, won a Super Bowl ring as a rookie with the Denver Broncos, and this is a guy really, I say, maybe other than Akeem Hicks, probably the most valuable member of the defense, and if they do get him back, it's going to be a great boost for the defense.
Well, when you look at Nick Kwiatkowski, how would you rate his stand-in performance?
I think he's done well. I mean, as a second-year guy, I believe he's made some plays, but you can't replace the experience that Trevathan brings to the unit and the depth that he brings also. Now that you have Kwiatkowski maybe playing on special teams, that'll enhance two areas.
And what about the safety spots? What's going to happen there?
You had to get there, didn't you?
Oh, yeah.
You had to talk about that. Well, you know, the only healthy safety who played in the game on Sunday that was at practice today was Eddie Jackson. So that tells you all you need to know about that. Three different guys were hurt today. I think Plank and Fencek may be in the plans. Exactly.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you have some key injuries there, obviously, and you have Quentin Demps coming back. He's been on injury reserve since he broke his arm against the Steelers, but it was his first practice back today. I'm not so sure how realistic it is that he's going to be able to play on Sunday. You have DeAndre Hall, who's a guy who came back last week, too, who's new to the position after playing cornerback. He may not be ready to play. They re-signed Chris Przinski, who was with the team the last 2 years and got cut before the season opener. He has experience in the system, and he could play, but it's going to be really important to watch because you had Chris Przinski, not in his old 31, but in his new 43. But you had several guys, like I said before, four that were out today. And Adrian Amos, who was really coming on and I think has really been a playmaker this year. Deion Bush, who got hurt in practice actually yesterday. And DeAndre Houston Carson, who's been out a couple of weeks with an injury as well. So there are injuries mounting at the safety position, and that's not
What's
good.
Happening at practice that guys are getting injured? You had some physical practices?
Jinx, you would know that more than me as a former NFL player, but as you know, there's some competition and there's some competitive guys. Mm-hmm. Two guys got hurt yesterday in practice, the other being Isaiah Irving, the defensive end, so you never know what's going to happen, but it seems when a team is snake-bitten by injuries, things like that happen.
Yeah, I'm no football genius by any stretch of the imagination, but if I am the 49ers and I'm looking at what's going on with the safety position, I'm thinking, Jimmy, I want you to throw deep
right.
a lot.
You would think that, but, you know, they need to protect Jimmy, too, and that doesn't always happen with the 49ers.
That's true.
So the 49ers with Carlos Hyde like to establish the running game, and I think the Bears need to come into this game thinking they're going to take the run away and make the 49ers one-dimensional, and then they can get after Jimmy Garoppolo. But I believe that they're going to come out running. You never know, but you're right. There is a temptation when you have safeties hurt to throw the ball deep, and some other guys are going to have to step up, including some of the guys that we mentioned. You could see Chris Brzezinski, who hasn't played for any NFL team this year, out there playing a lot of snaps at safety.
Yeah, but you know, sometimes you know when you eyeball a situation like that and you concentrate too much on that situation, you end up causing yourself some problems. The 49ers have enough issues that they can't be walking around talking about, oh, you know, we're going to go after the safeties this week. They're just hoping that, you know, everybody walks off the bus and doesn't get hurt
yeah.
and gets onto the field. So it's not like, you know, you can kind of, if you it would be different if you're facing the Steelers again or something like that. But these guys are, you know, they're searching for the right combinations themselves.
So right. You mentioned the pass rush or the lack of protecting their quarterback, the 49ers. The Bears need some help on the pass rush getting Houston back with the team. I mean, how effective can he be? He wasn't that great with the Texans.
You know, I think it's a good move because this is a guy that has been playing. He played the last five games with the Houston Texans. He played pretty well, I think. I watched him in spurts. I know he scored a touchdown on a fumble return. But this is a guy that's been productive when he's not been injured with the Bears. And like Jig said before, I think he was going to have a decent season with the team. He got hurt in the preseason finale. But this is a guy like Pernell McPhee who brings fire and playmaking ability to the defense. And I wouldn't be surprised if he actually has a good game on Sunday against the 49ers. I know he's determined to prove himself. He's got the fire. He's got the passion. And the demeanor. I love watching the guy play, so it's going to be interesting to see.
I was checking him out a couple of times with Houston, and yeah, he was bringing it. So I'm happy to have him back. And frankly, because when you look at the injury situation that they were facing, you know, going back to Willie Young, who got nicked up, and then you got Leonard Floyd, same thing. So you needed another guy with some experience, and he was there for you.
Especially one with experience
that
in the system,
defense.
And that really helps. And I don't really look at it as a negative that he got cut by Houston because they lost against Baltimore and their playoff hopes are fading, so they want to look at some young guys, and
well,
he's not really
a good
fit
defense
them.
Too.
True.
Yeah, he's got
true.
Some guys that can
but,
play.
So I think it's a great move, and I think he's going to have a good game Sunday.
All right, Larry Mayer, always bringing your A game here for the show here.
Hey, by the way, do you
Thursday.
Have a cause for your cleats?
Oh, that's right.
I do not personally have a cause for my cleats, but I believe these are Akeem Hicks's and mm-hmm. What military?
Yeah, the U.S.
Some,
military.
Some interesting ones. I spoke briefly to you guys about Pat O'Donnell, yeah. The punter, who unfortunately his father passed away of cancer on September 19th.
Colon cancer, right?
Right. So he's going to be supporting the Cleveland Clinic of South Florida, where his dad was treated. I also talked to Benny Cunningham, whose father passed away because of cancer. He's going to be honoring the American Cancer Society. So there are a lot of good causes there on Sunday.
Okay, good stuff. Thank you very much. That article's on ChicagoBears.com
yes,
right now.
Yes, it is, sir.
Okay.
Okay.